Z Country 99.9, and we're back. Hey, what's number one from over the weekend? Brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. You ever find Rod's yet over there on Main Street in Uricksville,
no,
Michelle?
I haven't been over there yet. I'll get there.
Okay.
Give me a week or two. We had Rod's brought to us this morning.
You're right. Thanks to Ken Snyder from Keister.
Yeah, so maybe later this week.
I just want to know if you ever made it because you tried to find it one day. And it's only on Main Street in small town USA.
I thought it was on Macaulay Drive. I thought it was by that, in that little plaza. And I got confused.
That's what you get for thinking, Michelle.
Thanks.
That's what you get. Hey, what's number one? We'll start with the country charts. Dierks Bentley has now his 17th number one country song of his career. Woman Amen on top this week of the country charts. David Lee Murphy and his duet with Kenny Chesney, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, is number two. Then you have Dan and Shay, Luke Combs, and Morgan Wallen rounding out the top five with all of their singles, respectively. If you take a look digitally, that new song by Florida Georgia Line, Simple, the top-selling digital song as of right now. Jason, hey, that song you just heard, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, they just put out the music video for that song. That's the most trending music video there on iTunes. Thought I'd toss that out there. Hey, box office now. The movie Incredibles 2, Michelle, it was the number one film over the weekend, and it set a few records.
I believe it.
In doing so, it brought in $180 million during its first weekend in theaters. That's the best animated opening of all time.
No way.
It's also the biggest PG-rated launch ever and the eighth highest film debut overall.
Really?
Yes. The previous animated record was Finding Dory, sequel to Finding Nemo. That earned $135 million back in, what was that, 2016 or 2015, Finding Dory.
I don't remember.
That earned $135 million on its opening weekend. And then last year's Beauty and the Beast opened with $174 million. And now Incredibles 2 takes over that slot.
That's
impressive. Highest animated film for an opening ever.
I know a lot of people that tried to go see that this weekend and couldn't get tickets because it was sold out.
It makes total sense now. I'm not even familiar with The Incredibles.
Me neither. That's one I've never really gotten into.
Is that the one with the family of superheroes?
I think so. They wear the red and black.
Yeah.
With the little badge on their chest.
Ocean's 8, which was the number one film last week, came in at number two. Then you have Tag, the new film at three. Solo, A Star Wars Story at four. Then Deadpool 2 at number five. Box office numbers from over the weekend. Hey, did you see any of this? Now, Jimmy Kimmel's going to show a lot of it tonight. But yesterday, they had that charity basketball match between Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Jimmy Kimmel. One-on-one between those two.
Oh, goodness.
And let's just say they wanted to play to 15. You got to win by two.
Yeah.
And after 2 hours of this one-on-one match, they both agreed to this abbreviated. Actually, this was Saturday. They both agreed to the abbreviated match and stopping it at the score of 11-9 because nobody thought either one would get to 15 points and they'd win by two. Took them over 2 hours to get to that score of 11-9.
Really?
Each basket worth a single point, where Ted Cruz eventually topped Jimmy Kimmel in the end.
That is hilarious.
Took place at Texas Southern University. That's where it all went down. So Kimmel went to Cruz. It was on Cruz's home court, if you will. But they're going to show all of it, or most of it, tonight on Jimmy Kimmel. The Houston Chronicle newspaper there in H-Town, they were present. They were quoted as saying, that basketball match was a slow-motion car crash of half-court basketball.
Oh, my gosh.
Then Jimmy Kimmel at the end said, we apologize to the game of basketball. Oh, boy. It was that good, huh?
Jimmy Kimmel is so funny.
Now, some of the photos I've witnessed Jimmy Kimmel needs some work on his jump shot, and I'll just say that. Want to play to 15, but you stop at 11 to 9 because folks were, let's just face it, falling asleep in the stands trying to watch that stuff.
Poor guys.
Hey, some news from McDonald's. They're going away from plastic straws and they're going to go with paper.
Paper straws? I don't like paper straws.
It's already happening overseas in the UK and Ireland. And they say they're testing paper straws in some of the U.S. restaurants. And maybe before we know it, those plastic straws will be gone. And all paper straws. Now, you think of paper and you think of liquid. Because, you know, you put your straw in something liquid and then slurp it.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I have had paper straws from Target before. They're like the decorative kind. You can only sip out of them for so long because then they start to get mushy and
they
stuff.
Get soggy.
Yeah, it's gross. But that's like the new initiative right now.
Now, is it like a card? It's like a piece of cardboard? It's like a cardboard.
It's harder than it would be just like paper. But it does get mushy. I mean, you are drinking liquid.
Can you still blow spitballs out of those?
I don't know. I haven't tried.
Out of those paper straws?
I don't know. But a lot of restaurants are taking this seriously and getting rid of plastic straws everywhere. I've seen it all over the internet. It's like a thing.
Huh. Well, it's apparently becoming a thing now for McDonald's stores overseas, maybe here in the U.S. soon. Now, doesn't Subway or some fast food, maybe Burger King, I don't know, don't they offer paper cups? Because some, like you buy a drink from McDonald's, it comes in like that plastic cup, right?
Yeah.
Now, some, they have paper cups, and if you leave it in a paper cup long enough, just sitting around, it will eventually, the bottom will become soggy and a little flimsy.
Aren't most cups that you get, like I'm thinking Wendy's right now. I think Wendy's is made out of.
Now, if you get, okay, maybe if you get like a medium or a small, it's paper cup.
Right.
If you get a large one, it's in a more.
Oh, yeah, those big plastic
ones.
Yeah,
those little more durable cups.
I don't know. Interesting.
By the way, McDonald's, you get a soft drink from McDonald's, like a Coke or a Sprite, it's better than any other fast food place, in my opinion. There's just something about
a McDonald's
beverage. Soft drink. Whether it's the Coke or the Sprite. They say it has something to do with the bubbles and
carbonation
that they, I don't know. It just tastes better and different. Maybe the fact that it's a dollar.
That's probably it.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Could be. I don't know. $1.07 once you get up to the counter. Hey, I have $25 to Rod's. You want it? Be the lucky texter. 330-339-9399. Once again, Rod's $25 could be yours. Thanks to Rod sponsoring What's Number One from over the weekend, as they always do each and every single Monday.